In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You know, I often talk about how Mary is the queen of heaven and earth. And it's easy to think that she became queen only when, at the end of her earthly life, she was crowned with glory by her Son for her perseverance as she was assumed body and soul into heaven. But in one way, she actually exercised her royalty already here below. She ruled on earth before she mounted her throne in heaven with shouts of joy. The disciples of the Lord knew her already and reverenced her. In heaven, angels serve and minister to her ceaselessly, but here below, mortal men also did her homage. The virgin John, the beloved disciple, rejoiced to be together with her at the foot of the cross. The apostles all cared for her after her Son and her King had ascended into heaven. And it is a little T tradition, if you want to use that kind of word to describe this, that as Our Lady was coming to the close of those days that her loving Father had appointed her to be on this earth, that all of the apostles were flown from the ends of the earth to be there with her at that moment. The angels rejoiced to see their queen as the apostles rejoiced to see their lady. And angels and men both obeyed her with loving devotion. She has a palace. Her palace was not of bricks and mortar as a castle, but a citadel of virtue. And from that castle, that citadel of virtue, she poured forth her bountiful waters on trusting and thirsting souls like a sea of divine grace, an unfathomable source of love always overflowing its banks. Has anyone ever come away from her troubled or saddened or ignorant of heaven? She is a bride, gentle and affectionate. She is the mother of the true bridegroom. She channels the spring of reason's garden, the well of living and life-giving waters that flow down from Zion until they surround the shores of every nation. Therefore, when the Virgin of Virgins was led forth by her Son, the King of Kings, amid a company of exultant angels, with heaven resounding in praise, the prophecy was fulfilled. At your right hand stands the Queen, clothed in gold of Ophir.